Speaking of, like, passing around awesome things on USB sticks.
is this going at the beginning or the end?
Oh, good call.
Because this...
Spoilers for this episode. It's a spooky one. Point is, do you want a cool USB stick that looks like an audio cassette?
Of course I do, Cal.
Do you also want the funniest people on the internet living inside it?
Always.
Every episode of Dice Hard that's ever been recorded is on the...
Dice Hard, Cal? This is the Video Shop Podcast.
Oh, Dice Hard's the other podcast that Cal and Sam do with their mate Alex and interesting guests.
Like who, Cal?
Like Joel Dusha from the very popular and legitimate podcast Sans Pants Radio.
And who else, Cal?
And Matt Lee from The Campaigner. And Aaron Lim, I don't know what he was from, but he was a cool guy.
I think he does a podcast.
And he killed the audience. He'll appreciate that. Anyway. Yep. I know the people, Sam. How dare you imply that I don't.
I'm proud of you.
Good. So you can get all of that goodness on an audio cassette that is a USB.
Amazing. Knocked my socks right off.
I was wearing socks. Now I'm not. They're out the window. They're gone.
Where can one find such a device?
You can find such an amazing device at audiobooksontape.com, where you can also find audiobooks on tape from the cool guys over at Sans Pants Radio.
I like how all our ads are, hey, we're just as good as those guys.
We are, though. We are the funniest people on the internet. Sam, I don't know what you're talking about.
And there's an exclusive episode of this podcast
the video
on that
shop.
Tape.
On yep. that tape.
There is also an early access episode on there about Edgar Wright, which we'll release eventually one day.
Maybe.
if we're desperate enough.
If he ever dies. We seem to do that.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I ruined the ad read.
All right.
This heavily scripted ad read that we've got right here. I threw in a bit of improv for spice, for some pizzazz, and I ruined it.
Audiobooksontape.com. Enjoy the episode.
Buy three of them. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Good, Cal. How are you?
Not bad.
All right.
I don't know. Have you got anything for small talk? When was the last time you had
Who would win?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
In a Freddy vs. Jason vs. Batman vs. Superman scenario.
Oh. See, that's interesting. Because I reckon... Batman. Right, hear me out.
Bullshit.
Hear me out.
Batman can't even beat Superman.
Sleeping gas. Freddy beats Superman. Batman beats Freddy.
And then Jason, like, cuts off Batman's
head. No, you're
head.
Right. Jason wins. Because the true master of traps is Jason.
Yep. Some reason.
Who do you think would win?
Nah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
I think it's Jason.
Right, we'll just play.
He literally can't die.
All right, play the music. Hello and welcome to the Video Shop Podcast about what you're watching, maybe. I'm your host, Cal.
I'm your other host, Sam. Today we're talking about Freddy and Jason of the Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th franchises, not necessarily in that order.
So Sam just finished watching Freddy vs. Jason.
Well, I watched the first 20 minutes. I saw it when I was...
The least eventful 20 minutes of cinema ever.
No, it like opens up with like... Freddy.
This is my master plan.
Previously on Freddy Krueger.
Why isn't that a reality TV show series?
Well, that's literally all it is.
Living with Scary Terry would be amazing.
There is a TV series on Freddy Krueger.
What?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I know. We're already in that segment.
Oh, no.
Wait, let me bring up the Wikipedia pages for both these ridiculous franchises.
The on-the-box segment that we always do every episode. It has its own little thing. It goes, on the box. With Sam and Cal.
Yep, that's every episode.
Every single
without
one.
Without fail.
Since episode 24.
There was a television series called Freddy's Nightmares.
Did it have Robert England in it?
Full title, Freddy's Nightmares, A Nightmare on Elm Street, the series.
I love it. I'll have 12.
It's an anthology series.
Right. What does anthology actually mean, Sam?
Who knows?
You're the film student.
Who knows what it means? No one knows.
Because I'm pretty sure anthology just means four. Doesn't it? Or it means like four or more.
Okay. So anthology generally means a bunch of stories that may be connected but aren't directly connected through story.
Right.
So, technically, American Horror Story is an anthology series because each series takes place in a different location, but similar themes throughout.
Is there a minimum number of items required in the list to warrant an anthology?
This is off the top of my head what I know an anthology means.
Right.
I actually know what it means.
So when you said no, you were just lying to my face.
Blatantly.
You're the worst kind of person.
So Freddy's Nightmares,
yes.
The series made in, when was it produced? 1988 until 1990, sorry. So it ran for 2 years.
The best years of television. The best time to do high concept horror, CGI heavy dream battles.
Right. So it looks dumb.
Yeah,
basically,
I imagine it would.
Each episode tells a different story of something dark or grim that takes place in Springwood,
yep.
Which is where Elm Street is located.
Yep.
Freddy Krueger was not generally part of the plot.
Right.
But he would essentially be the host. So he would pop up and it'd be like,
hey,
oh, this thing happened. And then at the end, he'd have some monologue thing about, you know,
and
something dark and
sinister. This is why you should eat all your peas.
But in some episodes, however, quoting here, it often hinted that Krueger indirectly influenced the dissolute nature of the plot lines. So he was never really directly in the plot, but just shit happened.
See, I sort of like that he sort of doesn't have the power to do anything. He's just sort of like pulling some strings from the background.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Now, I was actually going to say let's start with Friday the 13th, because first of all, it came out first.
Yeah.
And
I'm
also, it's fresher in my mind.
A big, round, bouncy old butt coming in here at some point.
What?
I said, I'm assuming a big, round, bouncy old butt is going to come at the end of this sentence.
Why?
At some point. Because you said, I was going to start with this.
Oh, yeah, but we've been talking about Nightmare on Elm Street for a good, you know, 5 minutes. Which, I'll just say up front, I love Nightmare on Elm Street.
I as of this episode, I have only seen the very first movie.
Yep.
And Freddy vs. Jason.
You haven't seen Friday the 13th?
No, I have seen
Friday
the 13th.
Oh, sorry, okay, cool.
Of Freddy's canon.
Yeah.
In the densest of air quotation marks.
So you've seen the best one and the second worst one.
So, obviously, you Freddy vs. Jason is the best one.
Well, let's start with Friday the 13th. I watched this for the first time last night.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Friday the 13th isn't a series I'm actually that up with.
Mm.
And I knew a little bit about the movie, though, through pop culture. But I was genuinely surprised at how weird that first one is.
Mm.
Because, for the most part, Jason isn't in it. I guess spoilers for these movies that came out over 30 years ago.
Well, I mean, I was under the impression that the first one didn't have Jason in it at all.
I got that impression too, but only because of Scream.
Mm.
I knew that because in the opening of Scream, Drew Barrymore's, you know, the serial killer's on the phone, her boyfriend's tied up outside. You've seen Scream, right?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
It's not, though.
It's
but go on.
It's so good,
it's
though.
It's not that good,
We're
though.
Doing it for Horror Month.
I've seen Scary Movie 1. It's the same movie.
Scary movies are gross. You know what? I've been meaning to show Brianne Scream. Come round, we'll do a marathon of the first couple of Scream movies. I'm giving Cal a thumbs up and he's smiling at me.
Lies. Blatant lies.
Can't prove it.
Anyway.
Drew Barrymore, the guy on the phone is like, who's the villain in Friday the 13th? She's like, it's Jason. He's like, Jason, did you jump into the sequel?
Yeah. Well, which is not true. Zombie Jason pulls the one surviving woman out of the boat.
He doesn't, though. Yeah, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, you and I have got different interpretations.
They pull her out of the bottom of the lake.
They pull her out of the lake. Yeah, they don't say out of the bottom.
Okay, so the cops pull her out of the lake. So she was pulled into the lake. She ended up in the water.
Yes.
Which she wouldn't have done on her own. She was just lying. She was already passed out in it.
I mean,
she got pulled in by Zombie Jason.
I don't know. I thought it was
ambiguous.
The only
evidence against this is no one gets away from Jason.
Exactly.
Also, the zombie kid that they saw is like a proper child, not a fucking 9'10" Goliath
which is
of
what
a beast.
Which he should be. The logic is, I think, in the sequel, which I haven't seen, he aged normally.
Hmm.
But surely they fished his body out of the water.
Apparently they never found the body. I think was part of the canon. Was part of the whole.
They never established that in this movie.
Anyway, yeah.
And that's the thing with this movie. It's interesting because Jason isn't in it. He doesn't wear the hockey mask.
Mm.
Which actually, fun fact, he doesn't wear till the third one.
Mm.
He doesn't even wear that in the sequel.
Mm.
It's just really unusual for such an iconic character to be not essentially like Jason as he is known in pop culture. Is not really the Jason of the first two Friday the 13th movies.
No.
That would be like if... I'm trying to think of a parallel to that now. I was going to say something from Star Wars, but that doesn't make sense. It'd be like if people knew Spock as... It's like as if people only knew of Spock as this guy who had forgotten himself because he died once from Star Trek 3.
Mm.
Like...
Yeah, and I'm sure there are examples of that where that has stuck around in pop culture. Like...
Yeah, but people know of Spock as... You know what I really hate? Big pet peeve. People are like, oh yeah, Dr. Spock. And I'm like, fuck you. He's not a doctor.
Where did that even come from?
I don't know. It's probably an amalgamation of Dr. McCoy.
Yeah.
Because he was the other popular one. But people are like, the guy with the pointy ears. Doctor, what's his name?
Yeah.
Idiots.
And like... I mean, I think once a show sort of establishes itself, or once a character establishes itself as a certain thing, and that mystery sort of unveiled, and then the rest of the series that he's in is sort of built on that premise being exposed. Like, that, yeah. I'm sure that's happened before. Like, essentially, the Doctor being a Time Lord is something that you just go, well, that's always been how it was. And it's like, no, the Time Lords didn't actually appear until the second Doctor.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. But that's something that's like, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's that
but
sort of thing.
The thing with a series like this, it's like most horror franchises. Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream to an extent, but it had less movies. Mm. They just deteriorate to the point where they stop making money and go straight to DVD.
Mm. Well, because horror movies are relatively cheap to make. So what you end up with is...
There are 12 Friday the 13th movies.
I'm surprised there isn't a 13th. Because that would be really appropriate. I do want to say...
You're right. Why isn't there a 13th one?
Maybe it's going to be done for the 20th anniversary or something.
Oh! 20th anniversary back in 2000.
Yeah, it'd be the 30th now. But
no, it'd be past the 30th.
It's the 40th?
It'd be the 40th, yeah.
Is it that old?
It came out in 1980.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So 30th would have been 2010.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? So where were we up to? Oh, yes. I accidentally watched the 2009 version of Friday the 13th.
I haven't seen it either.
As well. No, I did watch it.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Sorry, I said as well. I meant as well as not having seen two.
Yeah.
I've seen, like, Jason X.
Why? Is that the one where he goes to hell? Or is it the 10th one?
No, that's the other one. Jason X is... Jason Goes to Hell and the one called Jason Goes to Hell. The final Friday.
Is that the 12th one?
No, that's... it's the 9th one.
I was going to say, because that one has to come canonically just before Freddy versus Jason, doesn't it? Because
yes.
That's where Freddy finds Jason, is in hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Well, actually, at the end of Jason Goes to Hell, which I have seen for some reason, a dog's like, I don't remember, it was years ago, but like a dog's digging in the dirt and it pulls out like Jason's mask, the hockey mask, and Freddy Krueger's glove like rips out of the ground, grabs the mask and pulls it back under, and you just hear Freddy's laugh. And that's the end of the movie.
That's amazing.
So good.
Because
right?
How much would that fuck with your head if you were like, oh shit, this could be a crossover.
What? But the thing is, that movie was made in 1993. Freddy vs. Jason came out in 2003.
Mm.
The sequel didn't come out until 10 years later.
Mm.
And Jason X happened in between those.
Mm.
Because Freddy vs. Jason was stuck in development hell.
Mm. Well, because I've heard the story I've heard about this, about Freddy vs. Jason being made, is that I always forget his name. Kevin Smith?
Yeah?
Yeah, Jay and Silent Bob guy, Fat Man on Batman guy.
Yeah.
That guy wanted to do a Jay and Silent Bob versus Freddy Krueger, and then versus Jason, and then versus Pinhead, and then versus Mike Myers.
Right.
All the crazy horror movie slasher villains. They wanted to do these sort of like funny stoner comedy mashups with them.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what the basis of the script for Freddy vs. Jason came from, was that failed script. And right. You can sort of see the characters that were meant to be, Jay and Silent Bob as they appear in the movies. And they sort of like, there's like three or four characters that were all sort of like all sort of fit that role, and they all die off at different times, and it sort of makes sense. Like you could easily sub in those people to any of those roles and it would have been fine.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting that not to talk about Freddy vs. Jason too much and just skip over Friday the 13th, but a sequel script was written.
Freddy vs. Jason 2.
Yeah. That was then adapted into a comic because it just never got made, called Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash from Evil Dead.
Yes, I have heard of this.
And
I feel like that's too much.
No.
Just because
I'm about
the Necronomicon is a big world-changing thing.
I'm pretty sure it appears in Freddy vs. Jason somewhere.
It very well could, but I mean, like...
No, like the movie, is, it's in there as a...
Yeah, I believe it. But what I'm saying is, I think that when you introduce the Necronomicon, it's like introducing the X-Men. It's like there's too much now. There's so many things that come with the Necronomicon.
I guess. But this is a ridiculous world anyway, and Ash lives in a ridiculous world.
But you could believe that Freddy Krueger just terrorizes Elm Street and Crystal Lake is like the next... is like a tourist resort thing on the other side of the next town over. You know, like
I suppose you could believe
that they're relatively separate things, but then, you know, but they could come together. I don't believe that the
Evil Dead's just so good as it is.
With Evil Dead. Well, because Ash has been in everything.
He has. There's so many comics that
he's in the Marvel Zombies canon.
I think he is, isn't he?
Yeah, because he goes on a quest with Spider-Man to find the Necronomicon because that's what they think is causing the Marvel Zombies outbreak.
Yeah.
And the book goes, lol, jokes, no it isn't. Wasn't me!
No. Yeah, so good. I love Ash.
Mm.
Ash vs. Evil Dead, the show. Top notch.
Maybe Dusha will get me to watch it at some point.
Maybe Dusha. I'll call him. I've got his number. I'll say, Dusha, make Cal.
Wow.
Watch Ash vs. Evil Dead.
We should talk about the characters of Freddy and Jason. And
should we talk about Friday the 13th more first?
Yeah, let's do that.
I really found myself liking it. Kevin Bacon's in it.
Who is he in it?
He's like the first. He's the first guy to die.
Oh, okay.
He's the one on the bed who gets stabbed through the neck.
I wouldn't have picked that.
It took me ages, and then I'm like, I'm gonna check because it looks a little bit like Kevin Bacon. It's just really young Kevin Bacon.
Did people actually talk like that? The way people talk in 1970s and 1980s movies is an accent that no one else ever speaks in. It's not a regional dialect of America. It's something that just people who did theatre classes and then went on to do movies sounds like, apparently.
I think surely it must be. Actually, my research about that, though, Sean Penn, Kevin Bacon, and Val Kilmer,
yeah,
before any of them were famous, did a stage play together.
Nice.
On Broadway.
Nice.
Broadway? Which one's the US one?
Yeah, Broadway.
Okay. West End's the one in England, England, right? Yeah, yeah, cool. Yep, on Broadway. Crazy, crazy.
That's pretty sick.
And then Kevin Bacon went on to do Tremors. You've seen Tremors, right?
No.
Fuck's sake.
Why would I have seen Tremors?
It's so good.
I don't even know what it's about. I've never even heard of it.
You have to go into it blind.
Okay, all right.
Maybe we'll do it for Horror Month. I don't know where we'd fit it in. Because, like, I love the first one. There's, like, six of them. And the rest are trash.
Okay, cool.
I know some people like them, but, like, the first one, I think, is just a perfect movie.
Right, I'll hold you to that. I'm going to come out of it cynical as, I bet.
No, I'll watch it with you and I'll hear your bloody commentary. Yeah, I love the classic, you know, horror movie trope of... So I've got the list of movies here.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th 4 is called The Final Chapter.
Of course.
The next one's then A New Beginning.
Of course, because it's the next first chapter.
And then you've got Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday.
Yeah.
Which again is like, you even set it up for a crossover sequel. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean, well, because...
And then Jason X. Have you seen Jason X?
No.
You know what it's about.
No.
Jason X is the last one they made before Freddy vs. Jason and the reboot.
Yeah.
Jason has been trapped in suspended animation, frozen. We don't know how he got there. There's no movie that connects those dots.
Right.
And he is found in space.
I knew that he went to space at some point.
They kill him.
Yep.
Because in the future they have the technology to do that.
That doesn't make any sense, but go on.
But when they autopsy him, nanobots get inside him. And the nanobots fuse with his immortal genes and create a cyborg Jason, complete with a metal hockey mask.
No. Get out. Fuck off.
Who greenlit this? Who went, yep, that's a good thing to do.
Yep. You know what, Friday the 13th needed? Space.
And nanobots and sci-fi elements.
And it, like, it led on from The Final Friday, which is where you saw the last thing we saw, he was in hell.
Mm.
Like, if you take Jason X out, Freddy vs. Jason makes a whole lot of sense.
Mm. I'm assuming that that's what Freddy vs. Jason was intending to do then, was just to retcon Jason X, because that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, and then, I can't remember, like, the spaceship explodes or something, and then, like, his mask falls back onto Earth and lands in another lake or something. I don't know, man.
It's this is fucking a dumb
franchise.
Yeah. Like, in the 2009 movie, all I was thinking...
Which is basically a retcon, isn't it?
Well, it doesn't have to be. There's nothing that says that any there of is, the though. Shit that happened before it didn't happen, as far as I know.
I'm pretty sure it is, because you see, like, the mum gets killed. Like, not... Let me check.
No, because what they do is they do it previously on Friday the 13th. They show you clips from the original movie refilmed with new actors. So, like, you see the mum getting beheaded.
Right.
So you see all that as a sort of, this is what happened before.
Right.
And then there's people who are trying to find weed that's in the woods near the lake. And then Jason just fucks them all up. Jason, like... ties one into
yeah, so it could be part of the continuity.
Could be part of anything. It's the only thing that doesn't make any sense is that Jason is just there. They don't explain anything about him. They
so if anything, it's a retcon of everything else except the original. Because
maybe
doesn't he find? I remember reading somewhere, because I haven't seen this one. He finds his hockey mask again, right?
He finds a hockey mask in some guy's shed.
Right.
He just murdered somebody with a wood chipper. And yeah, on the ground in amongst a bunch of other tools is a hockey mask, and he grabs it and puts it on because he's got like a bag over his head.
Right.
Because in Freddy vs. Jason, they sort of established that all the kids who are teasing him and chasing him into the lake where he drowns, is going, oh, you know, fucking, he's bloody, you're ugly, fucking try wearing this, and they put like a bag over his head.
Right.
So I think at least in some movie that might have either played a part in him drowning, or he had like a Hessian sack to put over his head at some point. So that's how he appears for the first time in this 2009 movie. And then later he's in a fight, somebody rips it off and goes, oh, what the fuck? It's like a big zombie face.
Yeah.
And then he goes, right, and puts the fucking... He kills that guy, puts the hockey mask on.
Okay. It doesn't really mess with the... I mean, you know, you could slot it in. It doesn't really matter.
It's like, it does sort of feel like this is meant to be...
It's not a direct reboot, but it's not going to directly acknowledge anything that happened after the original.
Yeah, it feels more like this is meant to be the sequel. Even if this is meant to be the first one. Because, like, in the first... The first fucking movie...
Yeah.
...is so dumb in the way that it presents everything. There's, like, a one throwaway line at the beginning of the movie that's like, yeah, a little boy drowned there once. Shouldn't go to that lake. That's a bad thing to do there, son. And then she goes, oh, fuck it, I'm doing it anyway. And they all go, and everything's fine. People start dying. And then they go, oh, it wasn't this fucking... It wasn't the ghost of the little boy or anything supernatural. It was just this crazy old woman.
I love that.
Like, that's a good reveal. That's fine. But it's all revealed to you, including everything about Jason, besides the fact that a little boy drowned back there, was like all in the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yep. And then there's that... Hey, it's Grandma versus the teen fight on the beach.
And the teen beats the piss out of her like 5 or 6 times and then is still really scared.
And runs away.
And runs
each
away.
Each time instead of punching her in the face and tying her up.
Yeah, well, because she knocks out the fucking Mrs. Voorhees like 3 times and just runs away instead of grabbing a brick and crushing her fucking skull.
But you could subdue her, like shove her in a cupboard, lock it up, and wait for help to arrive.
Cut her fucking hands off.
Instead of lobbing off her head.
But then.
And then having a ghost kid come.
And then for it to be like, spook!
Well, that's why the impression I got from that is that was meant to be a dream and she's just gone crazy at the end. That's what I got from it. But then they've got like the dropping kind of thing in the lake and I'm like, well, is it? I don't know. Maybe it's ambiguous. Okay.
But it's established that at least some form of Jason is real and he is a zombie and it wouldn't be against the canon to say that Jason did drag her into the lake.
No, it wouldn't be against the canon now, but I'm watching it from when it came out,
as
having no prior Friday the 13th knowledge.
Mm. But also, I don't feel like that image is enough. I don't feel like that kid is exactly what that girl would have imagined is going on. Like, she would have gone, okay, just this woman is crazy. Nothing supernatural happened here. It didn't even feel like anyone was suspecting anything supernatural going on. They thought there was a killer on the loose.
Yeah,
the
maybe.
The whole time. So, yeah. Like, for her to then picture this zombie kid in her dream is a little bit of a stretch, in my opinion.
I don't know. Like, she's seen all her friends horribly murdered. That does strange things to the mind.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Like, when you see, like, the arm reach out from behind the pillow and, like, slit the guy's throat and then go back down, it's like, it's not wearing the jumper that the woman's wearing. It's clearly, like, a big man's hand, and it's like, it just felt like, what is going on here? Is it supernatural? Is it not? No one's even talking about it like it's supernatural. Half the cast is dead and no one else knows that half the cast is dead.
Yeah, I know. That was the... Yeah, it was kind of a weird movie, but I see why it was popular and why it spawned the franchise that it did.
But I feel like if it was done today, if that same movie was...
Oh, Crash and Burn.
It would have been awful. People would have panned it so hard.
I mean, it was panned when it came out, though, wasn't it?
I don't know. Because it just felt really dumb.
People love this franchise, but I don't think critics do.
I mean, because I like how dumb...
Yeah, the original one has 58% on Rotten Tomatoes.
See, I'm glad that it was popular. I'm glad that we got this Jason character out of it. But it's really weird how they portrayed him originally and then to see what he's become. with well, the specific is, set of rules about how he behaves and what can kill him and what can't.
Well, that's the thing. It was originally made by a guy named Sean Cunningham.
Right.
Who has no hand in any of the other movies.
Right.
So he made that movie
yeah.
independently for the most part. And then New Line, or whoever does it, bought the rights entirely from him.
Yeah.
And it's then gone to other people.
Yep.
Another gripe here, the numbering system. I hate it.
Is this, do they flip back and forth between Roman numerals and non-Roman numerals?
Yeah, so it starts Friday the 13th, then it's Friday the 13th part 2. 2 is the number. Then it's Friday the 13th part 3, Roman numerals. Right. But then it's Friday the 13th, the final chapter, and then Friday the 13th, the new beginning. And then Friday the 13th, part 5, you know, part 6, Jason lives. And they go back to the numbering with Roman numerals.
Yeah.
And they do that for the next 3, and then it's Jason Goes to Hell, the final Friday.
God damn it.
You're a mess, Friday the 13th.
Fucking reboot.
Ah, I think they are planning another one, but let me see if there's any.
The thing about it is, he's not in.
This also had a television series. Friday the 13th, the series, a focus on two cousins attempting to recover cursed antiques that were sold from a shop they inherited from their uncle.
I feel like that had nothing to do with Jason Voorhees.
Yep, nothing at all to do with Jason Voorhees.
It's just another show with the same name.
Nope.
Yeah, so I sort of do like the rules around Jason and sort of roughly how he works, but I feel like he works best as a counterpoint to Freddy. Well, not best necessarily, but I feel like this whole unstoppable force, you know, big monster guy is done better with other characters.
Yes. Yeah. I go back and forth. I love the idea because I'm trying to think of another movie where the villain ends up being an old lady who just hates kids because they had sex while her son died. Like, that's a great villain. He's a great protagonist, but there's no way you can go with that as a protagonist.
Because it's Scooby-Doo.
It is Scooby-Doo.
It is. Well, let's see who's really behind the mask. Oh, it's old lady Voorhees! And I've gotten away with it too. Like,
you know,
I would
love a new Friday the 13th movie that sets you up thinking it's Jason Voorhees and there's all this supernatural quotation stuff happening and it's just her rigging this up. And it was her all along. And it's that. It's Scooby-Doo, but with violent, horrific murders.
That's a crossover I want to see. Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo Goes to Camp Crystal Lake would be a great show.
I'm going to Google it. Surely it exists.
Surely it's been done.
Scooby-Doo Goes to Camp Crystal... Oh my God, it comes up in the suggested searches.
Because that's exactly what it is.
There are some edited pictures and fanfiction.net
of course
has Scooby-Doo and the Curse of Crystal Lake chapter 1.
Yeah, of course. Like, but anyone who didn't think of that is an idiot.
Yeah, right.
That should have happened years ago. But like, if that's how they rebooted it, like, even if it wasn't actually Scooby-Doo, but if it was like four kids in a van, going in just like camping, and you know, and they happen to solve paranormal mysteries as a hobby. Like, they don't even have to be like full on crazy paranormal investigators. They're just a bunch of kids, and yeah, like you could just basically rip off Scooby Doo and do that. I think it could be really funny.
Yep, I completely agree. So good. Do we want to move on to the Elm Street franchise?
Yeah, sure.
I think we've. So the Elm Street franchise has 9 films.
Right.
You got The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yep.
Very nice numbering system here. It's Nightmare on Elm Street 2.
Love it.
Freddy's Revenge. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
I love it. The number and the subtitle.
Yep. Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master.
Of course.
Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child.
Ooh.
Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. And they go and fuck it up.
Yeah. Freddy. If that's exactly where it ended, I'd be okay with it, but it's not.
Well, the thing is, though, the rest are kind of out of... Oh, that's interesting. Sean Cunningham was... Sorry, he was also a producer on Freddy vs. Jason. So he did come back for some of them.
Right.
He just didn't come back for the immediate sequel.
Right.
Just retconning what I said before.
Ignore Sam. He's an idiot.
Then you've got Wes Craven's New Nightmare, right, which I haven't seen. Have you heard of it?
No.
Wes Craven's New Nightmare, I've heard, is one of the better ones.
Right.
Of the franchise. Because it's about... the people who make Freddy Krueger, like, make the movies.
Right.
But Freddy Krueger, as an idea, invades the real world. Right. And haunts the cast and crew,
yeah,
who make his films.
Right.
But apparently it's excellent.
See, that's really nice and fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
Because I do like... I like Freddy Krueger as this... Sorry, audience, but this is what we do here. I like Freddy Krueger as the angels in Doctor Who. I like him as this image that when he's repeated, he gets more powerful. He, yeah, can replicate himself that way.
And so technically that's one of the only ones that's out of canon,
yeah,
from the rest of the franchise.
Yeah.
With the exception of the reboot, which was terrible. And they recast Freddy.
Because he's Robert Englund the whole time, isn't he?
With the exception of A Nightmare on Elm Street, the remake.
Yeah. Like, that's interesting. Like, that's not a common thing to
see. No, I mean, Jason Voorhees is played by a couple of different people, but, like, for, yeah, some of the later ones, he's played consistently,
mm,
by the same guy. But I think for the remake, again, they recast.
Well, it was interesting to see...
But different for that, because even though Freddy's cast in makeup, very distinguishable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because it's very much his face shape, it's very much, yeah, the way that he carries himself. Like, and I love that Freddy is just the boogeyman, essentially. He is just...
He is. He's all the he's guy trying to do
is,
get,
is scare you.
And will and then kill you.
Yeah, but even then, he really only killed the first girl as sort of revenge, but every other person that he was killing was sort of building up this fear, which gave him more power and allowed him to do more.
Yeah. Like, I like the idea... Wes Craven's New Nightmare gives an element to the character that I like, where he is interdimensional.
And yeah,
he can,
yeah,
move across more than just...
Yeah, that he,
more than just dreamscape.
Yeah, he exists, the idea that beyond everything. He just manifests in dreams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I do like that as a rule about the character. And it's something that, like... It was interesting to see in Freddy vs. Jason how they lock down the town.
Yeah.
And they go, anyone who's exposed to him, we're going to lock him up. We're going to fucking get rid of him. And he's not going to come back. We're going to quarantine him that way.
Yeah, yeah, like, which is
that's a good strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing with New Nightmare, which neither of us have watched, is that it's done by Wes Craven.
Yes.
Who did the original.
Yes.
And none of the in-between ones.
Oh, okay.
So it's very unusual for a director to come back...
Yeah.
For a much later franchise film and reimagine it. And he strips it back to what he originally wanted Freddy to be.
Mm.
So, Freddy's pretty... He's a little funny in the first one, but he's mostly menacing.
Mm.
In a lot of the sequels, it gets real dumb and he gets to be a real comical character.
Mm.
There's a one... I don't remember which one it's in. I think it might be the Dream Warriors. Where he's in a dream and he has someone in the dream and he traps that person in a video game and he's just playing a video game, laughing his head off, trying to kill someone in a video game.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
That's what the kids are playing these days, right?
Mm.
Right?
Freddy should be more of a... what I'd like to see Freddy do, and I don't know if this has been done, because I haven't seen any of them, but I would really like to see a sort of... All the paranoid dreams that people have.
Mm.
Like, you've had the dream where, like, you know, obviously the stereotypical one is... You've forgotten to wear pants to school. Like, that sort of thing.
Mm.
Like, and then
yeah.
And then there's one where, like, you're locked in a moving car.
Right,
and you've got to, like, climb into the driver's seat and take control of the car, and, like, you're a child and you can't see over the steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, that paranoia. And then there's one where, like, all your teeth are falling out, which is apparently one that I have and a lot of other people have, but no one that I talk to seems to have.
I don't. You're just a crazy man.
Yep. But yeah, like, there's plenty of these, like, well-known anxiety dreams that I would really like to see Freddy sort of use against people, where he basically looks into what their anxieties are and really fucks with them based on that to really build the fear and suck as much power out of them as possible, right, before he kills them. Sort of like Monsters, Inc. But with Freddy Krueger.
I'm okay with it. It's interesting, New Nightmare as well got 78% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is quite high.
Yeah.
For such a late.
Yeah. Objectively better movie than the original Friday the 13th.
Yep.
Boosh.
Mic drop. I have to watch this. I have to rewatch the original Nightmare and whatnot.
By next year's Shocktober, Spooktober package.
Oh,
that
yeah,
we're
what
doing
are we calling
it?
This?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, we'll have watched all the Nightmares and all the Fridays.
I'm pretty keen to, now that I've seen them.
Have you seen our favourite man, Jake Jarvis, horror movie marathons?
No.
So what he does, he'll sit down on Halloween.
Yeah.
And film himself with a clock.
Yes.
And a mirror reflecting what's on the TV.
Right.
So the camera has everything in frame.
Yeah.
And he'll watch through every movie in a horror franchise.
Nice.
Originally he did Friday the 13th.
I think I saw him do Child's Play, actually.
He did Child's Play. He's also done Nightmare. And I think he's also done Halloween.
Nice. So...
a lot of fun.
Go see our good mate Jake Jarvis, our personal friend. Jake Jarvie.
Platoon of Power Squadron.
Yeah.
Pineapple Boy Films. It's on YouTube.
Yes.
Yep. Cool.
Go check him out.
Then you got Freddy vs. Jason and then A Nightmare on Elm Street, the reboot. Which I don't like at all. I love the original Nightmare on Elm Street. I have to say, as far as horror films go, it's up there for me.
When it ends...
yes.
The fuck is going on? He is the car.
No, because he's in the house, remember?
Yeah, that's the other thing. And he like grabs the mum through the window and she just sort of goes sideways.
Yep.
It's wonderful. Like, visually, really great movie.
So good.
Like, where he's like leaning through the wall over her head.
Looks amazing, right?
And then for her to be like, yep, like flopping out the visual effects dick out and just fucking... putting the crucifix on the wall and knocking on the wall like it's solid when we've just seen it be like a sheet. Fucking mint.
They redo it in the reboot and it's just real crappy looking CGI.
Yeah, don't do it with CGI. I'm assuming
that... how's that tongue coming through the phone?
That's... because you ever see it for a split second. If you saw it for any longer, you'd be like, that looks fucking stupid.
Yeah, but like you pause on that, it's like...
what the fuck is that? It's like clearly made of Play-Doh.
Yeah. But it just it's such a flash. I remember the first time I saw this was a bunch of friends from Castlemaine. It was we're in like the Styx Castlemaine, right?
Yeah.
Creepy kind of really nice people, great family. Creepy kind of house though.
Yeah.
Group of us, we're on the couch on the floor, blankets. People are getting a little bit distracted from the film a little bit, and then the tongue thing happens, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Guys. Oh my god, there's a tongue. It's in the phone, guys.
You guys are so easily pleased.
In my defense, I was like 14.
Oh man, I've got some really dumb, like, more modern B-list fucking horror movies to show you, I reckon.
Tremors, man. Tremors.
I'll get it.
It's the pinnacle of B-list horror.
I might have already seen it.
It's Kevin Bacon.
I don't know, man. It would have been years ago if I have seen it. It would have been at Mark's place.
I think you would remember
it. I would have been a little bit inebriated.
The thing with Tremors is, I think you'd have remembered it if you had seen it.
Well, we'll see. Well, let's stop talking about it.
Earthworms.
Moving on.
All right. Clearly, I don't think you've seen it then.
No, I probably haven't.
I saw Freddy vs. Jason before I'd seen any of the Nightmare or Friday movies.
Me too. I watched it like...
really?
When it first came on DVD at my friend's house. We were 16 and we... there was like... it was... We were in a town with a curfew. So we watched that movie and then walked the streets of Stanhope at like 9 p.m.
Oh no.
When all the street lights were off and there was only a cop just sort of doing their rounds. So we're sort of like following... when we were 16.
Nerds.
Biggest rebels. All the rebels was us.
Well, I remember... I think I would have been... I didn't see it when it came out because I would have been 8.
Yeah.
When it was released. I would have seen it... when did I see it? I was at a friend's place.
Yeah.
Again, really nice guy, really great family. Modern house. Huge windows that overlooked the Murray River.
Oh, no.
middle of the night, horrifying. Anyway, because it's water and, you know, water plays a significant part. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I remember, I think that night we'd gone to the video shop to try and rent a bunch of movies. I don't know if this ever happened to you, you have it all the time. Trying to rent an MA movie, you're 14, and just the person at the counter, they're not having it.
The woman who ran my local video shop was like, as a little kid, I was always like, oh, she doesn't like me, and I don't like her. But she was a lovely woman, now that I think back. And she was like, as long as your parents are okay with it, that's fine. And
right,
like,
were your parents there though?
No, one time she called my parents.
Right.
And they were like, yeah, sure, he can rent that. And then she just never questioned me about it again.
Benefit of a small town, I guess.
Yeah.
This is Melbourne on the Murray River.
Yeah.
Video easy.
Yeah.
So franchise. So the thing is, like, they'll get sued.
Yeah.
If they don't. If the dad, you know. So he calls his dad. His dad comes and rents the movies for us. We don't watch them. Because we get home, we're eating dinner. His dad's flicked off the movie he wanted to watch and gone to bed. And we see next movie on the list, Freddy vs. Jason, rated NC-17.
Right.
For some reason, it's using the American rating system.
Yeah, that's
And we're
weird.
Like, NC-17, whoa, that must be, like, super not allowed. Because we have no concept of what that means, because unlike the well-cultured person I am now.
Yeah, but you were like, that's too higher than MA-15.
Yeah, exactly. Whoa. That's basically R.
Yeah.
And we watch it, and it's fun. And I don't remember whether I liked it or not. I remember the end. I very distinctly remember the end, which is why I was watching it today, and I only got the beginning, so it's fine. I'll connect the dots.
I remember we went and bought, like, a slab of Pepsi Max between the three of us, like a 30 thing. So, so I was like, more than 10 cans of Pepsi Max into this movie.
Jesus.
And we were eating fucking...
Explains a lot.
We were eating chips and fucking... It was the middle of summer, so there's mosquitoes everywhere. So I'm like inhaling lungfuls of toxic chemicals.
Oh, God.
Drinking nothing but Pepsi Max and shoveling chips in my mouth. I remember nothing of the movie. I remember at one point it looked particularly blue and Jason was in a van.
It's an interesting... It's one of those movies you watch as a kid where it's not allowed, it's the scary horror movie that you... And I don't know, is that something kids do now? Probably not,
I mean,
because...
Not being a kid, I can only assume yes.
But the only thing that makes me think no is the access to the internet.
Mm.
Because, you know, back in our day, it was, you got to get it from the video shop.
Mm.
You've got to bypass these kind of, you know, barriers in order to get the high-rated movies.
The thing that makes me think of it is that, like, I imagine that what's going on in schools right now is that there's one kid who knows how to torrent.
Right, yeah.
And he's the guy that's, like, giving out, like, porn on memory sticks. And, like, and make it mad bank. Yeah, like, I can only assume that that's sort of what's going on.
Well,
like,
even that kind of was starting when I hit later school, year 10.
Mm.
You know, it was the USB goes around with the first episodes of Game of Thrones on it, and, you know, whatever.
I'm old enough to remember when phones had infrared before Bluetooth, and if you were one of the cool kids who had a phone with infrared,
what?
You could send, like, basically memes to other people, but you had to be within, like, 2 inches of each other. So, like, everyone
infrared.
Would be sending around these, like, really funny videos of just, well, like, you know, we were little kids, so it's like an animated donkey saying cunt a lot.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm that old.
That makes me... The thing with Freddy vs. Jason is it makes me really nostalgic for the past because it's something from my childhood like that.
Mm.
From, like, a very particular part of my childhood.
Yeah.
Reminds me of a story which I'm not sure if I should say on
radio. We can cut it out. If you don't hear it, listeners,
look,
it's all too racy.
So, look, we were 12, 13, right. Mate. 13. Birthday party. No, my 13th birthday party.
Okay.
Bunch of us around, includes people like Matt and a bunch of other people you don't know.
Yep.
So what happened? So we were all hanging out, playing, you know, Wii, because it's the new thing. Dad bought a brand new Wii. It's like, oh, Wii Sports!
Yeah.
Bowling!
As you do. It's
like we're there. Which actually, the Wii is great.
I love the Wii.
Me too.
We played the Wii so hardcore. I've got a video of my brother raging at Wii Fit. Where,
oh, really?
You know that game where you're trying to walk through an obstacle course? And it's basically you got to walk and not walk.
Right, yeah.
But, like, you're not supposed to lift your foot off the board, you're supposed to sort of, like, just shift your weight left and right. He's flipping out because he can't do it. So funny.
Did you ever play Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games?
A little bit. We played it on my year 12 camp, actually. One of my friends brought a Wii and we set it up in our cabin.
It's amazing. Well, I love that one because it's just the intensity. It's like, oh my god!
Just one where you're just vigorously alternating your hands up and down.
Yeah.
Oh, great radio. So
good. Yeah, great radio. Anyway, I'll tell the story. It's so integrated into the podcast now. I just have to.
Yeah, it's fine.
So Matt's there. Look, Matt's young. He's going to be mad that I tell this story. You'll be all right.
We can bleep his name.
Matt.
Jack.
Yeah, you can bleep his name, actually, if you want. I'll try to avoid mentioning it again. Right, or whatever.
On. Go on.
Last time you tried to bleep something, you bleeped the first time. Was that not the second?
I'm sure.
So funny.
I'm sure that's happened hundreds of times. On the old podcast, we used to have fake names, and we wouldn't ever use our real names. And there were so many times that I had to... That was 99% of my editing, was I had to go and delete people's names.
Dumb.
And every single episode, I would have missed at least one.
We did
like 25 episodes.
Pointless waste of time.
Yeah.
Anyway, this kid, really, really nice guy, but you know, we're in year 13, we're all guys, it's only guys there, we're all a bit immature. He's got his old Nokia phone, not the flip one, but not the hardcore one, the next one up, the one that was not the nuclear bomb proof, but, you know, but had, could get media on it. And he had like 4 pictures of naked women on it.
Oh, yeah, and it's like 13 by 13 pixels. And you're like,
one of them he'd... Gross. One of them was a photo off his 1 megapixel camera off a computer screen. So that was double.
Oh,
Another one he downloaded, but it was still on a low-res screen.
Oh.
Matt went home, told his mum.
Oh, no! You idiot!
Who told my mum?
Damn it!
And I got in trouble, and then mum told my friend's mum.
Oh.
So Matt started this chain reaction, because he just had to tell his mum he'd seen porn for the first time.
Fucking hell, man. Yeah, I'm gonna bleep his name.
He'll know it's about him, though. He'll know it's about him.
Yeah, but he'll...
That's fine.
It doesn't matter.
Bleep it. Bleep his name.
People are going to put it together.
What?
People are going to put it together. They're going to be like, it's a story that Sam's telling. Clearly it's about this person. Doesn't matter.
You never know. It might be about my good friend, Gerald. Damn it, Gerald.
The best friend from Hey Arnold. Good job with the name search and the old brain already.
Alright.
Before we completely leave this topic of passing around porn in school, alright? Okay. Fuck it. Because that's what Freddy vs. Jason's all about. I remember I got a heap of porn I can't remember the exact circumstances. I lent somebody my memory stick, or I borrowed a memory stick off somebody else, and I didn't know what was going on. Like, I had a heap of memory sticks, so I put them onto my H drive at school, which is like the cloud storage for the local school. So I just got everything off this memory stick, cut it, pasted it onto there, and then just put what I wanted onto that stick, and then I went, I'll just get it off that thing. I'll put it in a folder called Pink Stick or whatever.
Pink stick.
Because it was a pink, bright fluoro pink memory stick.
Yep.
And then I get called into, the second in charge of the IT thing. It's hard to explain the hierarchy of the thing. Yeah, I get called into this woman's office who was, like, good friends with my mum, and she goes, Cal, what's all this about? And I said, I don't know. I just copied everything off a bunch of memory sticks that I had onto the H drive so I could clear space. I didn't know what was going on. She goes, right. A lot of these are fine. Still pictures of boobs, that's fine. I've got no huge problem with that. But then there's like hardcore anal fisting stuff here. And there's like pissing grandmas. And like all this gross shit that my friend had collected to fucking freak people out. There's like a
some
video
people
of like
just garbage people.
Of like a hugely distended arsehole and a girl eating cereal out of it.
I don't want to know!
then this like tub girl, the girl like, on her back spraying diarrhea into the air.
We're done now.
So I got banned off the school's internet for a week because she basically wasn't allowed to not punish me for having that shit on the H drive, which is fair enough. But I'm like, damn it, friend from high school.
I had a similar incident.
Cool, hit me up.
In year 10, I don't remember the exact circumstances.
Links to all of this in the doobly-doo.
I think I'd been lent a USB by a friend.
A likely story, go
yeah.
on.
No, genuinely, someone lent me a USB and I was just moving a file.
Yeah.
Or I had to give a file to a teacher or something. So I gave them the USB stick video or the file on. I'm like, there you go.
Yep.
I get called back like 10 minutes later and they're like, look, is this yours? And I'm like, no, it's not my USB. I'm like, okay, you need to tell us whose it is. And I'm like, that guy. Just ratted him out. I wasn't going to go down for his
curse. Oh, you're a terrible person. You should have been like, it was my brother's. Or like it was someone who like they have no jurisdiction over.
I don't remember the exact sense. It was something like that. Or I remember being there. Or maybe it was my friend and I was with my friend when he got... I don't... Like
It's so long ago
and it's like just one of those memories. It was just
back in the days when porn was so not readily available that keeping it on a memory stick was something that you wanted to do.
This was year 10, man. I don't know why my friend had porn on a USB stick.
Yeah.
Year 10, I would have been... This would have been 2000... Fucking, what year is it now? 2016? This would have been 2011. The internet was there with... So many websites.
Forget you're a fucking child. But at least back in my day...
Your day, you got a mild excuse.
My friend had to go to my other friend's house because my other friend had broadband.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That shit's that's fast.
He got his porn from the friend who had broadband because he had dial-up at home and he couldn't get away with using the internet because their mum and dad needed the phone line to run their business.
That's shit.
That's how old I am!
I just remember dial-up. Like, it's like on the very brink of my memory.
I fondly remember.
There's no way you fondly remember dial-up.
No, because what I would do is, like, in the middle of the night, I would go to the cupboard and I'd get out the other cable that would fit into the wall socket where the phone cable came
in. Right.
Which then plugged directly into the phone cable that was built into the laptop. Right? So yeah. I would go there and I'd unravel the long one because we'd have the short one plugged in for the phone. So I'd unplug that, plug that in after everyone had gone to bed so no one could yell at me for using up the phone line.
Yeah.
And then I'd play Neopets until like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd be on like roleplay forums playing superheroes.
Nerd.
Yeah, man.
So Freddy versus Jason.
Nah, man. We're done.
Look, we hit 55 minutes. If you want to be done, we but could. Look,
so that's what Freddy versus Jason is to me. It's that.
It's that era. It's 2003. That's the.
It's a pretty nostalgic movie for me to watch.
It's really weird. Me too.
Mm.
Actually, so is Nightmare on Elm Street. When I think about it, because
yeah.
Because that's from I went to 3 different schools.
Yeah.
In 3 very different locations. I went to an intercity school, a rural school, and a Bendigo school.
Yeah.
So they're all vastly different.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hugely different levels of population density.
Yeah, and huge different types of people, too.
Yeah.
So I have a very broad spectrum of people I can get along with now, which is probably a really good thing.
Mm.
It means I have very little trouble doing anything ever.
Fucking la-dee-da.
Just saying.
Mister, I'm a well-rounded individual.
Correct. And I was homeschooled, so I have that interest as well. I'm real good at socialising with my brother.
Anyway. Yeah, well, I mean...
How's the last scene in that movie?
Where it's like, he's not dead.
Carrying Freddy's head and it's... And Freddy just winks at the camera and it's like... Okay, Freddy's a ghost.
But yeah, so how does Freddy work? Because he's already been brought back into the real world and killed in the first movie. So I can
but
only
then
assume
he's not
that
dead.
Doesn't kill him.
Yeah, it's two immortals fighting each other.
Mm.
That's why if you add Superman to the mix.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Superman's less immortal than Freddy and Jason.
That's true.
But Batman
would, if you could, if Jason would win.
Well, that, like that. That's the thing. Batman has going back to the start of the podcast. Stronger than Jason before. No. Batman would just leave. Batman would get away. He wouldn't defeat him. He would leave and get away.
Yeah, but he'd come back.
He'd come back with a cryogenesis chamber and send him into space.
Headcanon accepted. Because we never found out how. I don't think we found out how. Maybe they did try and explain it.
I don't know.
I think maybe they explained it in the movie. Maybe in the movie they tried to explain it as people in the past captured Freddy, and the only way to get rid of him was cry, freeze him, and send him into space. And then a spaceship found him. Yeah. I think maybe that was the explanation.
Right.
Dumb either way.
Yeah.
Jason X is dumb.
What I'd almost like to see is Jason versus Predator, where it's basically Jason X, but the people who find him aren't humans, they're predators.
I'm okay with it. Do we get robot...
No.
Robot Jason? Because that was so clever. And such a good part of the story.
Oh, man, I'm so glad with how this episode turned out. It's so not what we envisioned to talk about at all.
You're so glad we what?
I'm so glad that this has just turned into a fucking let's swap stories about porn memory sticks.
I've been really
with watching videos.
I've been really struggling to try and remember the details of that now because I can't remember it at all.
Did you ever watch The Grudge? I think I've told this story on the podcast before.
No.
But that was another movie that was sort of like, I think it was like 2005, so it was like not far after, where like, that same group of friends came over, and like that one of my friends has like really long black hair, and you've seen The Grudge Girl, like you know what that looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he's like hiding behind the corner after I've just had a piss out in the dark.
What a jerk.
Like, going, like doing the thing that she does. I fucking grabbed the cunt by the neck. And I went, what the fuck? And then I realised it was him and I went, I'm so sorry. But it was interesting that my gut reaction to a fucking otherworldly demon was to grab it by the face.
Look, that's the thing though with most of these. People like run away, they run upstairs and I'm like, that wouldn't be my natural reaction, I don't think.
No.
Like with the Scream Killer, it runs after them with a knife as they run upstairs. I'd keep that, I'd keep that fucker in eyesight.
Yeah, you wouldn't turn your back on him.
No, I'd be like darting around furniture, keeping my eyes, getting anything to just keep him away with his single, you know, couple of inch long knife.
Yeah, you get a curtain or you start whacking him over the head with it, like, fuck off! Get out of here!
Yeah!
Because that's the thing, you'd be like, I'm not going to be able to defeat the bad guy, I just want him to fuck off. So yeah, exactly. I need slightly longer reach than him, but I need to be more annoying.
Yeah.
Go away!
Good. So should we do Scream next week?
Yeah, whatever. So much things to watch.
So what's on the calendar? That's right, Brianna will be back by then.
We'll talk about it another time.
It'll be that or The Evil Dead, which I think
is more movies to watch.
The thing with Scream is, ideally you'd watch all, they've both got four movies in the franchise. The thing is, for Scream, you really should watch the first two because they're both really great. With Evil Dead, the first three, really, you should be watching.
So we'll do Scream next because it's less work.
Okay.
Find us on at thevideoshop.com.au is our new... is our new home. Videoshoppod.com still works now, but yeah, that's where you can find...
I need to change that on...
All the good stuff.
All the images.
That's fine.
On YouTube.
Because they all still work, so that's fine. But thevideoshop.com.au is just a better name.
So good.
It's a better website.
It's official.
Yeah.
AU is very official.
Yeah, it pissed me off that I had to get, that I had to use my ABN details.
Oh, really?
To get it. That's why we couldn't have it before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But yeah, so otherwise you can find us at VideoShopPod on Twitter. You can find me at Callan Jenkins. You can find Sam at...
Sam Prattwhite.
There you go. And...
Tweet Matt at AussieMonkey95.
Spelt like Ozzy Osbourne.
And look, we may or may not bleep every mention of his name.
Don't know, you confirm that it's him. You're an idiot. You're the dumbest person.
Look, I'm not saying I did it intentionally.
Look, just tell me whether you actually want it deleted before we before I upload it.
Maybe I'll call
so like you. In like 5 weeks time.
It's 2 weeks. No, it's, this one's next week.
Yeah,
this is
I know,
a week from now.
I'm banging myself.
Oh.
Having bad.
Oh yeah, so yeah. Bad. Come on, get good, mate. People like consistency.
No, they don't. They do. They.
Yeah, they do.
Both Adams that listen to us just sort of listen whenever it comes up. They wait until they're doing a trip from Adelaide and they listen to.
We
like
had a stage where we're getting lots of people commenting on our stuff on Facebook.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No.
There was at least a comment on nearly every post we made.
Probably all Brianne.
It wasn't though. It was all people we didn't know from like the UK and New Zealand and shit.
When we were actually giving away business cards and shit.
Yeah.
What happened, guys?
You stopped releasing consistently. I blame you 100%.
Nah, it's fine.
Because my performance has remained consistent.
Because your lack of work has remained consistent. You've never uploaded the videos on time, therefore.
Game of catch-up's been, well, except for the last 2 weeks. But that's just, that was a choice because I'm waiting on a new theme.
Fair enough. Anyway, that's all off podcast conversation.
It's fine.
Thanks for listening. And I'm just going to wrap it up there, I guess. So, see you, nerds.